As I mentioned, today is the yahrzeit of the altar from Slabodka. As we all know, the altar was uniquely responsible for so much of the Torah and the yeshiva world that exists today. His Talmidim, who came to America, came to Eretz Yisrael, they were the major builders of the Moistus HaTorah, and so much credit is he deserves for everything that we have today. So I want to just, for really just a few brief moments, to talk about a perspective on Slabodka that maybe we have not focused enough on before. Everybody knows that the Alter's emphasis was on the Gadlus HaOdom, elevating a human being, elevating a person to appreciate and strive to live up to his Tzelem Elokim. He actually, it sounds, I heard this from my father-in-law, who said that when he met Rabbi Yisrael Salanter before he embarked on making the yeshiva, so he asked Rabbi Yisrael, what should it be built on? How should he go about it? And he told him the pasuk, "Lahachyos ruach shvolim, lahachyos lev nitkoim," that to uplift the, breathe life into the broken-hearted spirits and the broken-down, pained people, and just, you know, give them a chius. And that's basically what he did. He took a generation that wasn't doing that well. You know, the Haskalah had beaten people down, and people were getting this feeling a yeshiva bocha is, you know, like a second-rate citizen. He's not enlightened. He's not in the university. He's not, he's not really on top of the world. And the Alter elevated them, not Shaykh. Of course, he did it by emphasizing who they were, you know, what the godless of the Tzelem Elokim. And as we mentioned recently in that piece where he shockingly almost took literally what Chazal say, Chayev Odom Loimar Mosa Yegiyo Masa Lamase Avoise Avrom Yitzchok V'Yakov. A person's obligated to say and to think, when are my actions going to reach those of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov? And he said that it's not to be understood the way the Welt understands it, that this is some type of a she'ifa, they call it in the Erat Sofon, some type of a desire, some type of a hope and a goal. He says, Tachlis, he says, this is a chiyuv, Chazal say chayev odom loimar. And he says what that means is that the human being, ba'asher hushom, Meluchloch im chatoim from the generations and in his own personal as well, Yorud from Dur Achadur to maybe the lowest level in all of Jewish history, and yet he is mechuyev to focus on the reaching the level of the Ovois, because the Tzelem Elokim, he emphasized, remains untainted. The Tzelem Elokim is in its full godless, like Odom Arishon. He calls it like the Yetzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has that godless. And that everybody's familiar with that concept, and constantly emphasize it, uplifting the things that to if we recognize our own greatness, if we have a strong positive self-image, if we have a realistic sense of the godless Odom that exists within us, then we will be motivated and become energized and capable to reach celestial heights. He also emphasized at the same time that we have the, since we are created B'Tzelem Elokim, so that means that our fellow man was also created B'Tzelem Elokim. And therefore we have to treat others also with that sense of godless who they were. Yetzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine if I met Odom HaRishon, or if I met Avraham Avinu, and what respect would I show for him? That's the level of respect and sensitivity that the Torah demands of us to have in Olam HaVeiroi. Those that didn't appreciate the full message of Slabodka used to make fun. And that's what that shoeshine thing outside is referring to. They used to make fun and say, "Oh, Slabodka," they said it in Yiddish, "a mensch is a malach, putz mir de shich." a man is a malach, you know, that was the godless of Slabodka, please shine my shoes. And they were making fun and saying, oh, shine my shoes, because I'm a malach. But you forgot that if you're a malach, so is he a malach, and you should be shining his shoes. So they used to make fun like that, but that means they really didn't understand the Musar, the teaching, the sensitivity that the Alter had to people, to their needs, to their feelings, the respect that he showed them, the love that he showered them with, was completely chutz himself. He was mamish, totally selfless. And that's one aspect of the godless Odom. But I think there's another aspect which is not so well emphasized, or maybe not even so well understood. The Alter not only elevated the image of man in terms of recognizing the Tzelem Elokim Shaboy, but he elevated the appreciation for Hashem, for the Elokim in whose Tzelem we were created. And that was a major, remains a major uplift, a major source of inspiration, because ultimately, if I'm created B'Tzelem Elokim, and I'm commanded to emulate Hashem, Mahu Rachum of HaTorachum, Mahu Chanun of HaTorachanun, V'Holachto Bidrochov, to go in his ways, so if I don't have that full sense of appreciation of his godness, then even teaching me that I'm created B'Tzelem Elokim, and V'Tchasreyu Ma'at Mi Elokim, and that I'm in that the Tzelem Elokim has not been diminished off all of our Chatoim and all the Yeridas Adoyrois, but if I don't have a Hasoga of who Elokim is, in whose Tzelem I'm created, so then there's nothing to work with. What am I striving for? What's it all about? And that's where I think he also put an amazing amount of emphasis. And I've shared this once before. A little bit is my own attempt to provide the hechrach for it, but I think it's certainly worthy of paying attention. For example, the Alter would have the knack to combine the understanding of Hashem with the godless Odom almost in the same breath, in the same message, in the same lesson. For example, we say every day, "Machadish that Hashem is machadish b'tuvay b'chol yom tomid ma'ase bereishis," that He renews every day b'chol yom tomid ma'ase bereishis, recreates creation. The Alter says, it's brought without seeing what the Hechruch is, that he said, this means that he recreates the entire universe every day, Machadish B'tuva B'chol Yoim Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis, for each and every individual. Each and every individual, Hashem is recreating the whole world for him. Not just for him, because it's for him, and for him, and for him, and for him, and for everybody else. And he even says, even for Rishoyim, for the whole world is recreated. And he speaks, the Rosha he speaks about, because the Rosha has a great potential, because he could do tshuva, and he could reach a level that a field tzaddik and gemurah made in Yucholim Lamoid. He had a way of just seeing the godless in everything. But anyway, so he says, so, but it's not clear what the Raya is. Mechadesh b'tuva b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis, but for the whole ma'aseh bereishis, for each individual. So l'chayra, I thought, that the pshat is, because he's Machadish Ma'aseh Bereishis. What was Ma'aseh Bereishis? Ma'aseh Bereishis was a whole world creation, a universe created for one person. It was only Odom HaRishon. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machadish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis, as it says, so Ma'aseh Bereishis was a whole world for one person, so to be Machadish Ma'aseh Bereishis has to be that I'm recreating the whole world every day for each and every individual. Let's leave that for a moment. Just what that means. That on the one hand, you have a tzir of how choshev each person is. And he says, what the raya is exactly, I'm not sure, but even a rosha. Because a rosha has this, he says, unique chashivus, that he can grow and become a bal tshuva, where he has the potential within him to be greater than the tzaddikim around him. Because he can do tshuva, whatever. But he says, for each and every person. So on the one hand, you see, the godless Odom, Hashem recreates the world for each and every person. That means not godless Adam HaRishon, not godless Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, not godless Moshe Rabbeinu, not godless the Rambam, not godless the Vilna Goy, not godless the Chofetz Chaim, but me and you and all of us. He's Mechadesh B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'aseh B'Reishas for each and every one of us. But it's also an amazing insight into the Chesed Hashem. Hashem's chesed is such that he's mechadish every day. I created the world. Chayev Adam Loima Kol Olam Nivra Bishvili, Chazal say. A man has to say that the whole world was created for me. Okay, so let's say he created it for Adam HaRishon, and he had me in mind as well. That's nice. I'm sure he had everything in mind. He knew everything that was going to be, the whole of the Hoyo Hoyveveyia, and then there's no past and present and future. Fine. Oh, but the whole world for each and every individual? That not only says how choshev I am, that says the extent of the chesed Hashem. Look what chesed he does for me. He recreates the whole world every single day for me, for everybody else as well. I can't say putz mir the sheikh, please shine my shoes because he's creating the world for me, because he's recreating the world for you too, so I got to shine your shoes equally. But that's the musak. What is taka the raya? That he's mechadish metuvoi, Bukholim Thomas, I said because it says Ma'aseh Bereishis. But then it says Ko'amur, Le'oisei Oirem Gedoilim Kilolam Chastoi. That sounds like the raya is from the posuk of Le'oisei Oirem Gedoilim Kilolam Chastoi. So the Maisa, the Meforshim say, Le'oisei is a Loshen Hoive. Aye, some of the other things in that Hoive are also Loshen Hoive. That gets a little confusing. But that's what they say. Le'oisei Oirem Gedoilim means he makes it. Not he made it, Le'oso, but Le'oisei. But it says also, Le'oilam Chastoi. What's the raya? That he does it every day for each person? Le'oilam chastoi must mean, the Chazal understood, that Ut'alta understood, that the Oilam chastoi means that same Chesed Hashem with which he created the world is upon us to this very day. It has never diminished. Ki le'oilam chastoi, the chesed with which he created the Bria, le'oiseorim gedoilim, the chesed of Ma'aseh Bereishis of a whole world for one individual, is le'oilam chastoi. That's the magnitude of Hashem's chesed upon each and every one of us throughout the eternity, le'oilam, forever and ever. You see the extent of Hashem's chesed. So, not only is there an appreciation, not only is there a motivation, but there's something else. What? That means me. I have the potential of the Tzelem Elohim to be what the Alter says. He says when the Malochim saw Adam HaRishon, the Malochim were Bikshu Leima Lefon of Kodesh. And he takes it literally. They wanted to say, when they saw Adam HaRishon, they saw such godless, they wanted to say, Kodesh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, Meloi Chol Ha'oretz Kevoidoi. That's what Adam looked like to the Malachim. So if the, to recognize the godless of the Tzelem Elohim, to recognize the godless of Elohim, and that we were created in that Tzelem to the extent that the Malachim thought maybe they should say Kodesh when they saw the Marishayim. And that Yitzir Kapav Shal HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the Tzelem Elohim that we still have today, unmarred, unsoiled, unadulterated, that we have the capacity to reach Chayev Odom Loimar, Mosei Gia Masei Lamasei Avoisei Avrom Yitzchok V'Yaakov. I said, that means, so number one, we see the godless of us. The more we know the godless of Hashem, the more we know the chesed of Hashem, the more we know the capability that we have to do chesed. So it's an amazing kind of an uplift that can be derived from this. I just want to add to this another thing. There's a very strange Rambam. The Rambam lists Deus Harabe Yesh L'chol Odom. At the end of the Deus, he says, ומצוון אונו לכס בדרוכים הועלו, הבינינים, ועם הדרוכים הטובים, והישורים, שנאמה והלכת בדרוכו. He says, we're mechuyev in all the deis in Rachum v'chanu and everything, and to find the right balance, he says, and in Bichlal, he advocates in this Rambam, walking in the Derech HaMemutza, that you go not too much to one side, not too much to the other. That's what midos are. It's a measurement. You got to know the proper measurement, and each measurement, different measurements apply to different situations. And he says, this is all inclusive of Halachta B'drochav. And I always had the kasha, how is going B'derech HaMamutza included in Halachta B'drochav? Going in the middle path. Middle path means not too much, not too little. Make sure to keep the balance. So that's what Halachta B'drochav. Hashem doesn't have to keep balance. Hashem doesn't have to, he has to go in the middle path because he's afraid he shouldn't go more to one side or to the other. The whole concept of going in Derech Beinonis seemed to me just foreign to the Halachta B'drochav. And I think, it seems that what it means is like this. What is the Derech Beinoni? You know what the advantage of going in the middle? In the middle, you're in control. If a person is too much to one side or too much to another side, it's like a seesaw. If you have too much weight on one side, it's going to move that way. Too much weight on the other side, go that way. When is it going to stay balanced? When there's equal. So balance is a sense of control, that it doesn't get pushed over too much one to the other. So I'm suggesting, I wonder whether that's not the pshat of Allah. There's a midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, he controls. He's not out of control. His desires don't affect him. He does what he has to do. He does the right thing. He goes b'derech ha-yoshuv ha-toiv and everything he does. There's this, we have that capability also. We have the capability not just to be like Hashem in chesed, in rachamim, in one midah, in the other midah. We have also in the midah of control. We have the potential. That Selim Elikim has the potential to control the taivas that were given to him as a test. We can have ultimate shlita over everything that's included in the mitzvah of Halachta B'drochav, and that's one of the koiches that we have. And to know that we have such a koyach is truly refreshing, because sometimes life gets overwhelming, and we think, I don't know, I can't help myself, I'm a victim, I'm this, I'm that, whatever it may be. And no, we have the ability to keep that perfect balance, to maintain that control. I just want to share with you an episode in the life of the Alter which may or may not be known. And that is his son, Reb Moshe Finkel, who was already a Ram, saying a Rosh Yeshiva, whatever, saying Shiurim in the Yeshiva. He was with him in Chevroin, when the Yeshiva, Slabotka Yeshiva, made a branch in Chevroin, I guess in the early 20s. And the Alter was there for the first number of years until 1927, when he passed away 93 years ago today. And so his son, Reb Moshe, passed away a while before that. And it was on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And they were shocked to see the way he conducted himself. First thing, he was me'ayin into the halacha, to see, you know, on Shabbos, there's a din that to cry, to let out, you're not allowed to cry to evoke sadness, but to let out the sadness may be together oinek Shabbos, because you're increasing your appreciation of the Shabbos and your enjoyment. So then he had a shaila where the yontif is the same thing. Then he was ma'ayin in halacha, and he decided that yontif, since the day of simcha, that you can't cry at all, even to let out the emotions. And they were spoiled. How he was in control. And Simchas Torah in the yeshiva, the yeshiva guys were broken. Simchas Torah, the Alter, he didn't even sit shiva yet. He had to sit shiva after Yontif. He couldn't sit shiva in Chol HaMoed. So they had the Kvura in Chol HaMoed. But the Alter was Simchas Torah. Regular Simchas Torah, as if nothing had ever happened, with the full simcha, with everything, because that was the din. And then after Yontif, as soon as they made Havdalah, he broke down, and they say he cried uncontrollably. He couldn't contain himself. He couldn't be. It was like not shayach. And they were nishtoimim at the level of self-control that a human being can have. For days he kept it in. Simchas Torah, rejoiced as if it was the happiest day of his life. And then when the time came, a whole different story. That was the control that he had, superhuman self-control. And really it all comes from modeling oneself after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person recognizes that he's created B'Tselem Elokim, and when a person has a sense of what, of who, that Elokim in whose Tselem he was created, he has a sense of the extent of his midas, of his chesed, of his rachamim, of his emes, of his control, then he has the model, the ultimate model, with which to model himself, and he spent his life working on himself and working on himself and demanding from himself more and more to elevate himself higher and higher and higher and higher to reach that Mosai Yigio Masai, to fulfill that Chiyuv of Mosai Yigio Masai and Masai Avoisai, and to elevate himself closer and closer and closer to the Shleimus of the Tzelem Elokim. Ad Kedei Kach, that there's a famous Maisa that happened. He was either, I didn't get it straight, he was learning in Kelm at the time, because he did for a while, or he was visiting Kelm, and it seems a delegation of police or whoever they were came in from the, and they were looking for the altar from Kelm, the dean of the school. They wanted to arrest him on some trumped up charges, whatever it was, trumped up, I mean, anything by that, but anyway, some charges, they said, where's the dean, and the altar steps forward, and he says, I'm the dean, and he knew what the consequences were, and they took him away, and they arrested him, and who knows what they could have done. those days, the chevra would do anything, he didn't know. Anyway, finally he was released, and he was upset with himself. He says, maybe the reason that I said that was not to save from Simcha Zisel the pain and the embarrassment for being in that matzav, but maybe the reason that I did it was because I wanted to feel that feeling of, I'm the dean of the Kelem Yeshiva. I'm the Rosh Yeshiva here. I have that, So like he was such self-scrutiny, such analyzing of where he is and where he's coming from and where he's going and what it's all about. This is not Shaykh, and this is the example that he set for his Talmidim, and this was the approach that he took. And the truth is that it sounds very lofty, it sounds far away, but it's something that in life we could work on. And he was constantly working on himself to improve himself more and more and more. And really that, I think, if there's a legacy that Slabotka left over, it was the appreciation of the Gadlus Odom, created B'Tselem Elokim, the Hakora of Hashem in his Hatova, in all of his Midas that we're supposed to emulate, and then the lifetime goal of Chayev Odom Leimar Mosei Yomasei Lemasei Avoisei Avrom Yitzchak V'Yakov. And I'd just like to conclude with one thing, and I've mentioned this before. Rabbi Ari Levine told me that when he used to daven for the Omer in Chevron on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it was the Baal Tefillah, and he says the Alter told him that every day in Shemoneh Esrei, before he finishes, before he steps back, he should recite the following posuk. Hoyreini Hashem Darkecho, Hashem, teach me your ways. Ahalech ba'amitecho, I will go in your truths, follow the truths of your teachings. Yachei levovi liyiroshmecho. Be meyachar, I assume that means my yitzatoy, my yitzahoro. Should we say v'yachil voveinu la'avol yiroshmecho? That's based on that posuk, that they should unite the entirety of my being, should focus on just doing the Ratzon Hashem. And he told him, he says, in every Shemoneh Esrei you should say this, because it's a special schus for a person to achieve greatness and to grow in dargis of Darkei Hashem and following the Amitius HaTorah and elevating himself higher and higher. That's that posuk is, I believe, in Pei Vov, in Tehillim. It could also be found at the end of the Hakdoma in Masilas Yeshurim. He ends off with that posuk. He quotes that posuk and that says. So this is also, I think, an Eitzah, and that too is a very, very strong reminder of all of these gifts, I would say, that the Alter bequeathed to his talmidim and his talmidim's talmidim, his talmidim's talmidim's talmidim, and to the Olam HaTorah as well, to the Klal Yisrael. And I'd just like to add one more nekuda. This I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva. I must have heard it from his father. That one day they saw that the altar was talking to an old man. Didn't seem to be a religious man. He spent an hour talking to him. And they asked him, they said, what were you talking so much time? He says, is he a wealthy man? You wanted to get money for the yeshiva? He says, no. You wanted to make him a Baal Tshuva? No, he wasn't trying to make him a Baal Tshuva. So what were you doing? He says, I was describing to him the plans that I have, the dreams that I have for Klal Yisrael, for spreading Torah all over Europe, all over the world. And, you know, that was his vision. He did everything. He used to send delegations to start yeshivas, to be machazik yeshivas. There was no such thing as his yeshiva and someone else's yeshiva. It was a universal giver. Just that universal giver. That was his, for Torah, that's what he did. So he said, I was just describing him all my plans and hoping that he would have a little bit of a hope, a wish that maybe he could participate in that and help in some way. And that would be, as he was an old man, that would be a schus for him, for Gan Eden, that he had that momentary wish of, I wish I could do something to help. You see, this man who he focused on the world, his talmidim he nurtured to be Marbitz Torah in the whole world. He spoke about the greatest desires of people, the aspirations of people to elevate themselves and everything. And in his life, he internalized them to such an extent that if he found a poshut yid that he could be mezakeh in his old age, he doesn't have money, or maybe he did, he didn't ask him, he doesn't, he's not going to make him a Baal Tshuva by talking to him, but maybe I could give him just a herigish, oy, I wish I could help. And that would be such chesed, such sensitivity to chesed. This, I think, is the legacy. I think that the least that we all could do is to try to recite that posuk. I think it's in Peivov, Hoyreini Hashem Darkecho, Alich Bamitecho, Yachei Levovin Yiroshmecho. It'll be a schus for the Le'ilo Nishmas, the altar, and it'll be a tremendous opportunity for our own growth.